Now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
Show. It's 1025 the bone 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Comedian Mike Feeney went on our cruise a couple of years ago with us, along with Brendan Sagalow and Mike Cannon and Bobby Kelly. Feeney's going to be in town this weekend. He'll be stopping by the show in the 9 o'clock hour this morning. Right now, we got a bunch of stuff to give away, Carmen. What is that stuff? I'm going to help you out a little bit.
Okay.
Tonight is Justin Timberlake at the Amalie Arena. We don't have those tickets.
That is correct.
However, Sunday is Santana and the Counting Crows. I would like to go to that. I probably won't.
You know what? Funny thing is, Chad would like to go to that.
Really?
Yeah.
So he loves. Who would Chad like to see?
Counting Crows.
Really?
Yeah. He got into.
I knew I liked him.
Yeah. He got into him in college.
I like everything about Chad except you.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's a joke.
I agree. I'm with you.
Watch this. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I love Carmen.
Oh, that something bad's going to happen today.
This week I said I love Joe and I love Carmen.
Mm-hmm. I love you.
I love you too, Michael.
Thank you.
That's cool.
So much love in this room.
Yeah, there is a lot of love in this room.
I know you love me.
It's a lot.
I didn't say I didn't.
That's all right. You don't have to say it.
Thank you.
The fact that I'm still here says it.
Facts.
My quote of the week is, I am the powers that be. Yes, Carmen.
As I say, we also have tickets for Slash, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Cyndi Lauper.
Do you know I won't see Slash anymore?
What?
Oh, because
he was a dick to Pete.
Was
Pete? Pete will go see. Yeah, so, you know, Pete is, his Slash is his Pearl Jam. You know what I mean? Is the way I feel about Pearl Jam. He loves Slash. Like he got his guitar exactly tuned the way Slash is. I don't mean just tuned. Like, he bought all the same equipment. His friends with Slash's guitar tech. Like, he does all this stuff. When he gets his guitar fixed, he overnights it to California, and Slash's guy fixes his guitar for him. Like, he's really into it. And when we went to go see him, we had front row tickets to see Slash with Miles Kennedy and that whole band, and we were in the front row. And we knew all the words to the songs. Like, we're fans, you know? And we're not there waiting for Guns N' Roses songs. And then at the end of the night, Slash had picks, and he was giving them out, and he just would not give one to Pete. Like, he just didn't like Pete and didn't want anything to do. And I was like, you know what? I'm done liking people, famous people. He was like, he went out of his way to be a dick, and I was like, you know what? I'm done.
Never meet your idols.
No, yeah. Well, I have to tell you, I have a pretty good track record for meeting my idols. I loved David Wells before I met him, and he's the greatest guy in the world. I met Eddie Vedder, and he poured me wine. John Bon Jovi's been the sweetest guy I've ever met. Richie Sambora has been the sweetest guy. Like, I grew up listening to those guys, met them, they were great.
And maybe it's just Pete.
It's Pete.
Women love him, men hate him.
I'm trying to think if there's anybody I really liked that I met and disliked, and I can't. Like, most of the people that I thought would be dicks, you know? Like, Adam Sandler was great.
Yeah. That time I got to meet Slash, he was super sweet.
Super great. I met Slash a half dozen times. Yeah. I interviewed him. He was great. But that was the one way he went out of his way to be a dick. And I was like, you know what? You know how much this kid spent on doing stuff for you and with you? And I was like, I'm done with that. I hate that.
I had a weird moment yesterday after, like, later on after the show. Steve-O texted me, and he was like, hey, man, had a great time. It was, you know, enjoyed the, thanks for calling me, setting up or whatever. And I was like, Steve-O just texted me.
Yeah, it is.
I don't really get, like, starstruck a lot, and I'm not for Steve-O, really. But, like, I think I've been such a fan of Jackass for so long that I never thought there'd be a time where Steve-O would be randomly just texting me in the day to thank me for something.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
And he is one of those guys that goes out of his way to be a nice guy. I think about it. I bet if there was people that I met that I hated, it would stick out of my brain. But I think about, even, I have to tell you, I met what's his face from Limp Bizkit, and I like him. Fred Durst. Wells hates him because he swears that Wells swears that he said that he would not sign a guitar for his charity and didn't give an F who it was for. When I don't recall that happening. I think somebody said that, and Wells got it in his head, and he believed it. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Anybody, I've never heard of like a bad
fan nurse experience.
Yeah, oh,
yeah.
Like, interaction. Like everybody seems to say he's pretty cool.
Yeah. I've met a couple of nonchalant celebrities. Like, hey, how you doing? Big fan. I'm like, hey, man. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I bet you're sick of this. Metallica, I met. They were all great.
Super nice when I met them.
Metallica was great. Like the bigger the band, the cooler I think that they are. You know, I don't know.
Also, sometimes you got to realize that, like me, if I'm meeting a band, I'm dumb fat guy, and there's like women everywhere that these guys are looking. You know what I mean? Like
they don't want to talk to you.
They're not exactly excited to talk to me all the time after the show when there's like a lot of beautiful ladies and things are going on and things are happening.
I'm at Kiss, and you can see in that picture that I think so. Kiss is in full makeup. They stand there. You walk in, stand there with you. They take the picture, and then they go. I went in there, and Doc McGee, the manager, leans into Gene Simmons and says, radio guy. And you could see the picture. They're hugging me, and they're all around me. You know, they're like, they love me. And I wanted to be like, I don't play music. Don't tell them that I don't play music.
That picture looks superimposed.
It's not. It's
does,
real.
Right? Yeah. It really does.
But because they're four clowns in makeup. You don't know who they are. Like you know, they could be putting guys out to do meet and greets that aren't even Kiss. I wouldn't know the difference.
It looks like you're in Vegas and there's four cutout stand-ups and you're just like, hey.
No, because you can see Gene Simmons is grabbing my titty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he reads the cards and he just grabbed my, I was like, all right, Gene.
Yeah, but AI can
it
do that now.
It looks like you're doing it from here.
Grabbing my own
titty.
I think I was shocked that he did it and I touched his hand.
Okay.
I don't know, but that was pretty cool. I don't even love Kiss, but Kiss is just so iconic. You have to appreciate me. Really? Yeah, you're wearing a Gene Simmons shirt right now.
Why wouldn't you? Who isn't?
Because that, you know why? Because that used to scare the living crap out of me when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, I was born in 71, so about 75, Kiss is huge. Or maybe 76, 77, but I'm a young kid, and all the teenagers in the neighborhood are painting their face and running around spitting blood. I was like, we went to this kid's house to go play band one time, and then when we were there, I was like, yeah, we'll play band. I never even seen drums before. And then he was like, my mom's going to paint her face like Kiss. And I started crying and went home. Yeah. And then the other thing was Dr. Love was on the radio and I was running around singing with a pencil as a microphone. And I jumped on the chair on my knees and the pencil went in my mouth and cut the roof of like the back part of my throat. And I almost ended my radio career before it even started. So Kiss and me do not. Yeah. You just don't have the jive right there.
If I think of the only negative celebrity interaction is when Tom Brady stared me down.
Oh, my God, dude.
And gave me the death look.
In Tom Brady, that's a negative fan interaction because you were secretly filming his children.
I mean, it was your fault. Right? It's weird. Everybody had phones out, and it was a public event.
The two times I met Brady, lovely.
Yeah, man, when he looked me in my eye, and I was like, wow.
Charlie Belcher and I met Tom Brady one time, and Charlie Belcher was very professional. He shook hands. He said, hey, Tom, pleasure to meet you. Charlie Belcher, Fox 13, we're the Bucks, you know, and Tom Brady was like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, turned his head and couldn't care. But Charlie was being professional about it, like saying, hi, you know, this is who I am. And I just got up there and I was going to be like, I'm Mike Calta from the number one rated morning. And I went, hey, nice to meet you.
I wish I had that. I felt like my soul left my body.
Yeah, it did. He scared it out of there.
Like he just looked at, I mean, out of nowhere, he just locked on me. And it was like this death look of like, I was the lowest piece of scum on the face of the planet.
You are.
Oh, which is what Joe says about you every morning. Every morning.
It was surreal.
All right, let's give some stuff away right now to the people with a little bit of sporkle. Here we go. Was loud. Oh my God.
I am so sorry. I did not know that's what I was doing to you guys.
Yeah,
it's not your fault. It just makes our eyes bleed.
Oh.
Oof.
We all awake now?
Awake? I can't hear anything.
Ian's such a badass, he didn't even budge.
I have my headphones way down. I got sensitive little ears.
Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Pap is your judge and scorekeeper. Ian Beckel's playing today. Carmen, what are we playing?
Today we are going to be playing Women by Number One Hits. Can you name the artist been given two or three of her number one songs on the Billboard Hot 100 chart?
All right. Okay? I like ladies.
Yep. Your first one, Thank You Next, Rihanna. Seven Rings, Positions.
Oh, no, I know who it is now. Can I guess again?
Thank You Next, Seven Rings, Positions.
Missy Elliott.
Taylor Swift.
Beyonce.
No.
Ariana Grande.
Correct, but no point.
No point.
I Want to Be Wanted. I'm Sorry.
Oh.
I want to be wanted. I'm sorry.
Patsy Cline.
Nope.
Bonnie Raitt.
Nope.
Katy Perry.
Nope.
That's a good bit. So I want to be wanted and I'm sorry. I can make her do anything.
Brenda Lee.
That was the one.
Great.
Is who so I was looking sorry. For. Gio, I'm going to stop you right now. Katy Perry is not going to be an answer.
Oh,
so
wow.
Please what? Pick a different guess.
I said it one time.
Senorita Havana.
Cardi B.
Senorita Havana.
Gloria
Cabello.
Yes. Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
But I'll give that to you.
I'm white.
Katy Perry.
Everybody's somebody's fool. My heart was a mind of its has a mind of its own. Don't break the heart that loves you.
Holy Christ, Celine Dion. They all sound like gross Celine Dion songs.
No. Everybody's somebody's fool. My heart has a mind of its own. Don't break the heart that Celine loves Dion. You.
Nope, I just that said that. Turn your headphones
on. Their eye down a little bit.
Connie Francis.
Who? Yeah, Connie Francis.
Love her.
Before Ian's time.
Right.
Time after time.
So love her.
Mike Kelta. Truth hurts. About damn time.
Dolly Parton.
No, oh, that is.
No?
Lizzo.
Yes. Mike Kelta.
I know my ladies.
Yeah, you do.
WAP Savage.
Oh.
WAP Savage.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes, Mike Kelta.
She was on the
track. The First Night, Angel of Mine, The Boy is Mine.
I know the Brandy. Song.
Yeah. Oh,
The First Night.
Aaliyah.
Angel of Mine, The Boy is Mine.
Moesha. Yeah.
You already
Moesha.
Eat. Brandy is Moesha. It was a joke.
Is it Moesha?
No.
Ah, you idiot.
Monica.
Monica. Dizzy.
Who is that?
A black singer.
Dizzy's on the board.
Spanish is so racist. I don't listen to black singers.
He could have just said singer.
And Pap, we are halfway there.
Oh.
I don't mind.
Gio has 0 points. Spanish also 0. Ian, 0 points. Mike Kelta has 4.
Oh.
You make it hit 4.
Thank you, Joe. I think you do a You're fine welcome. Job.
All right. Women by number one hits. Your next one. Driver's license. Good Come for on. You.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Mike Kelta.
See what happens?
The first time ever I saw your
the
face.
First time ever I saw your face.
Aretha Franklin.
Killing Me Softly with his song.
Roberta Flack.
Black, Mike Kelta.
Nice try. He tried to come in at the last second with a flak jacket.
I think we're alone now. Could have been.
Tiffany.
Yes, Mike Kelta.
I think we're alone now.
Yeah, I know it.
I just wanted to sing it.
Waterfalls.
TLC. TLC.
Mike Kelta.
You added a letter. TLC.
This game is dumb.
I find it quite challenging.
I Am Woman, Delta Dawn, Angie Baby.
Dolly Parton.
No.
Delta Dawn.
Delta Dawn.
I can picture it too.
I Am Woman, hear me.
I Am Woman.
I Am
Delta Dawn.
It's going to bother me when I hear this one.
Helen Reddy.
Yes.
That's
yes.
right. Yes. Fine Canadian. Fine Canadian.
Man.
I'm smart.
Closer Without Me. Women by their number one hits.
Closer
Without
Closer
Me.
No.
Nope. Wrong song.
Without.
Eminem.
That is.
Britney Spears.
Halsey.
Oh, that's fine. Cerebral Halsey. It's a cover band. Imagine if it was a bunch of women with cerebral palsy singing Halsey song. Cerebral Halsey. That'd be great. I'd go to see that too.
Terrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, opening up for Mini Kiss, Cerebral Halsey.
All right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Your next one. Anything for You, Coming Out of the Dark. Don't Want to Lose You. Anything for You, Coming Out of the Dark. Don't Want to Lose You.
Jewel.
Debbie Gibson.
Out of the dark is
Beyonce.
Gloria Estefan.
Oh, I had something earlier.
Come on.
Nine to five.
Dog Martin.
Mike Calta.
Oh, son of a bitch.
And Pap.
Does anybody have any points?
No.
Gio has a total of 0 points.
Oh, man. What about Spanish?
Spanish also 0.
And Ian?
Ian, 0 points.
Oh, Mike Calta then must have 0 points.
No. Mike what? Calta has a 1 and a 0. It's a 10.
Oh. Oh.
Yikes.
Ouch.
Hey, take it easy.
Cue the comeback. Come on.
Spanish sounds more and more like Roddy Dangerfield every day. Hey, keep giving me hey, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. No respect.
All right. Women by number one
come
hit.
Come on, I'm shut everybody out. There we go.
Last three. Here we go. That's what friends are for.
Dionne Warwick.
Oh!
Don't call it a comeback. Let's go.
But there's like three other people singing that song.
Last two. Ain't no mountain high enough.
Ain't no valley low enough.
Love- Diana Ross.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I better stop messing around,
right? Michaels. And your last one.
Guy never plays. He's got two more than all of you.
Say my name. Bootylicious.
Beyonce.
Bills, bills, bills.
That is
Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child.
Yeah. Spanish.
Oh, man.
Oh, right.
Say my name. Say my name.
Is that two in a row?
That is one in a row, Michael.
Damn it.
Your final score, Gio maintaining that position of 0 all the way through the game. Spanish with 1 point. Ian doubling that with 2. And Michael is your triumphant champion today. He won with 10.
Man. Thank you. Thank
Ian
you.
Ian doubled you.
Came in second. I'm good.
What?
He doubled you.
You didn't even get it.
I was gonna. I thought we were off today, so I was taking today off. All right.
Understood. I understand.
You know?
Dude. I understand.
I'll be back on Monday.
Okay.
Let me pick a winner here. Good morning. Who's this?
Alexander.
Oh, my Lord. Very loud. Very loud. Angel?
Alexander.
Hi, Angel. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. You're the winner. I'm going to put you on hold. Dizzy will grab you during the break, and we'll hook you up. Okay, pal?
Okay.
Okay. Very excited.
I think Dizzy's doing this on purpose. He's getting a kick out of it.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
If you want, you could put us on Bone TV and see my eyes bleed every time you do that. Jeez. What do we have coming up in news? Gio.
Oh.
Do you have news?
I do. Oh, I just don't have the little cool catchphrase.
Right, well, surprise everybody. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Surprise everybody. With
I didn't
news.
Think of the, you know, the cool little catchphrase things.
Spanish. Guess what?
What?
Food is arriving right now. Oh, this couldn't have timed out any better.
Perfect.
Now we have time to eat, stuff our faces, come back and be slow and all sleepy for news. Gio has your news. We will do it next. It's a Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and